What's the word, y'all? This is Devontae's Reba Training, and y'all now tuned into the Reba Motivation Podcast. And I want to start off by apologizing. It's been like a month and a half. I've been on it, man. Funny thing is, the reason why it's taking me so long to make a video, make a podcast, is also the reason why I'm making this podcast. And I have been full fledged, 100% locked and loaded on my jiu-jitsu. I think since the last time I spoke to you guys, I won my very first expert tournament. And if y'all don't know, when it comes to jiu-jitsu, there's three levels for no-gi. There's different belts, but I'm just going no-gi for right now because that's my specialty. But there's three levels. There's a beginner level. Well, really, there's four. There's a novice level, a beginner level, an intermediate level, and an advanced. And generally speaking, advanced is like when you're going against straight up like high level competition, really, really good, you know, purple, brown, black belts, which is the higher upper echelon of jiu-jitsu fighters. You're considered an expert. You're an expert in the field of grappling. And it was, when I first made that transition, it was hard. It was a lot of work. But I finally won my first one, and actually won $250 cash prize with that too. So I still am locked into that, but I said, man, I got to get my podcast back going. And what I wanted to talk to you guys today about is martial arts. Give y'all some background on me when it comes to martial arts. I have been doing martial arts now in totality, I'm going to say since 2009. My very first martial art was actually kickboxing. So what happened was, I got to Connecticut. I heard me say through a lot of my podcasts, I've been fighting all my life, but my mom, in order to help me lose weight and kind of keep me from fighting so much, like, actually my very first day in my new school when I moved to Connecticut, I got into a fight. Not even 3 hours into being at school. And they were threatening to suspend me on my first day. So my mom got me into kickboxing. So that was a dope experience. And I know kickboxing now gets a bad name. You know, you got a lot of the aerobics kickboxing shit. But this was legitimate, like, kickboxing. Like, real live sparring. My trainer that was, like, the head coach of the gym was, like, I think he was a world champion. I sparred at this gym. I sparred adults at the gym. It was a real live, like, dope, you know, thing. And I was young. I was probably the youngest in the gym. At this time, it was 2009, so I couldn't have been no older than, like, I moved to Connecticut when I was around 12. So I was about 12, 13. And, yeah, it was a dope experience, and it was definitely interesting. You know, everybody took it easy on me because I was so young, but It was a dope introduction in it. And then I went into a few other martial arts. But the point of this podcast is I believe all men should do martial arts. And I'm going to give you guys a couple of reasons why. First and foremost, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. Guns. Right? And listen, I already know I'm going to get people, well, what fight? You got guns and what fight? Listen, if you guys read my book, right, I spoke about guns briefly, and I am not 100%, I'm not against guns. I have guns. I have an AR-15. I got a pistol. I carry knives everywhere I go. I'm all for weapons. I believe weapons are important. I go to the range regularly, and I believe everybody should go to the range regularly. And more than likely, I'll probably make a separate video about weapons handling and pistols and things like that, because I believe that's important too. Here's the thing about martial arts. First and foremost, more than anything else, in America, we have a big problem with obesity, right? I'm here to tell you, I've been struggling with my weight my entire life. Right, and I'm not going to make this a fitness podcast. I'll do a separate one on that because I believe that's something else that I need to get back into as far as the podcast goes. But a lot of my struggles today in fitness comes from the bad habits and the overall biological breakdown of my body from... Well, I'm not going to say the biological breakdown. The biological deterioration from my diet when I was a kid, and that all affects me now. And I'll get into more in depth on another video, on another podcast about what that means essentially. But obesity is a big thing. People need to be active. Martial arts is the best form of HIIT training or cardio that you'll ever experience. Ever. I don't know. If you've never, I dare anybody to do a 3 minute boxing round or, well, not 3 minutes. How long is a boxing round? I think like 2.5. I dare anybody to do a 2 minute boxing round or a 3 minute roll or a 2 minute wrestling match and see how tired you feel. It is an absolute, it's a workout of a caliber of its own. And I've done everything. From wrestling to football to rugby to the Marine Corps, any type of crazy wild workout you could think of, I've done it, and I've done it with the best outside of like maybe a special forces workout. But I'm pretty sure I've had to do those too because every now and again you'll get a Marine sergeant who's motivated to adopt one or something like that. So, but this is important. So that's number one is the fitness aspect. Number two. Mentality. I believe that a man who cannot defend himself is a man who is without confidence. Now you can sit there, oh, you know, I'ma blow this and I'ma yada yada and I'ma. That sounds great. It sounds cool. I have friends that am pop motherfuckers. I've grown up with people who went to jail for shooting motherfuckers. I've grown up with, I've lived around killers. I'm going to say this. Everyone that I know of that knows the reality of guns and shooting and what comes with it would not encourage anybody that should be your first option to do something. Even the most, I don't care who the most gangster, wild motherfucker you know. If you ask them like, yo, bro, is this something I should, like, this should this be my first option? If I get into a motherfucker, he's going to tell you no. If he's experienced the consequences. If you get a motherfucker who hasn't really gone through shit, then he's going to be like, yeah, yeah, blow that bitch. But, bro, if you want to, it's like I said in my book, if you decide that you're going to handle every problem you have in life by pulling out a gun, right, then all I ask is that you don't, like, you be ready to die or you be ready to spend your life in prison. And I don't want to hear, well, the insurance and the, fuck that. Those two, that, the moment you pull that bitch out, that should be the two things that's like, I'm cool with either one of these happening. I'm cool with either one. I don't mind. Whatever happens, happens. I'm cool with both of those. If the thought of that scares you or makes you feel like, I don't know if I'm really cool with that, then your first option should not be to pull out a gun. Because I'm telling you right now, the moment you do, you put everybody in the vicinity of you in danger, and it's a life or death situation. And now things, something that maybe, and here's another thing, right? And here's one thing I've noticed about people who utilize guns as their first option. When you know how to defend yourself outside of having a gun, you tend to you'll defuse situations, right? Put it like this: if I carry I bring my pistol essentially pretty much everywhere I go. I can get into an argument with somebody, know I have my pistol, and not think about using it. Cause I don't really need to. If you're within arm's distance of me, my gun is irrelevant. Whatever you have is irrelevant also. But I'll get into that later in the video. But when you have other options of defending yourself, it makes you safer. It makes the people around you safer. It makes it just it limits so many things. And that's not me saying that you can't get in trouble for putting hands on somebody, because you definitely can. But you know, a 3-year old could tell you that you'll probably get in more trouble for popping a motherfucker than putting to sleep. So there's that. But getting back into my main point, I always go into tangents when it comes to this. When it comes to martial arts, the confidence that you build from knowing that you can defend yourself, especially when you're in the vicinity of an individual, and not being scared of conflict in general, becomes normal to you. It makes you comfortable as a man. I can't explain it. It's the natural animalistic urge or inclination that every man has to be a warrior. You need to feel that. You need to feel that. It also does something else that's important. It humbles you. So when you think you're the biggest, baddest motherfucker walking the planet, but you ain't never put it to the test, you also become dangerous. That's what, another thing about having a gun. Motherfuckers that I knew that they used to pop motherfuckers, they was cocky as hell. Because they haven't been put in that situation yet. I mean, not pop motherfuckers that was carrying guns when I was growing up. You need to be humble. And this is why I tell people, because you know, you'll hear people say, oh yeah, because you know, you got to be careful who you fight because you never know who knows what. And I tell everyone the same thing. You will never in your life get into a fight with a well-trained martial artist unless you start something. And I could guarantee you that. You know why? Because a well-trained martial artist has nothing to prove. He's not going to pick a fight with you. I don't know not one. The most dangerous people I've known, and I've known infantry marines who got bodies. 5'10", what Von said, you need 3-4 hands trying to count my bodies. Yeah, I know infantry motherfuckers like that. So my confirmed kills. I know black belts. I've known MMA dudes who are 10-0 in MMA. Dudes who done world championships in grappling. Dudes who, I know some dangerous motherfuckers. I've been around some dangerous motherfuckers, and all of them are cool as hell. Cool as hell. If you don't bother them, they won't bother you. I can guarantee you that. The most troublesome, annoying motherfuckers I've ever met are all bitches who ain't never did nothing. That tells you all you need to know. So that confidence is important. And I really believe that by just ignoring that part of what it means to be a man, you're hurting yourself. It's a detriment to you. So those are my first three. And then the next one is, I believe that every man should be as dangerous as possible. This is why I also said that having a gun is a good thing. You should be, I am fully confident that whether you gave me a rifle, a pistol, a knife, a stick, or my bare hands, I can eliminate a threat efficiently. I can dig your grave and put you in that bitch with whatever you give me. And I believe that should be what everyone should strive to be able to do, because at the end of the day, you got to protect your family. And y'all have heard me get worked up on here talking about like that little boy that had got shot by that dude in the house. And the reason why I get so worked up about that is because I have a soft spot in my heart for kids. I really do. I don't have a soft spot for much, but when it comes to kids, is that's like the one thing that it always hits me a little different. Because kids, you know, I like I said in my book, I grew up in an abusive household, so it means a bit more to me when I see shit happening to kids. And a lot of times when things happen to kids, I always look and I'm like, where the fuck was the man that was supposed to be protecting these kids? And a lot of times they either not there, or they there and they're fucking useless. And that bothers me. And that's the reason why I get so worked up about it. Cause listen, if you meet me in person, bro, anyone will tell you I'm the nicest person around. You probably wouldn't, unless you grew up with me and seen me lose my shit a couple times, you probably wouldn't even think I got a temper at all. Probably wouldn't even fathom it. But you know, I keep that side of me because I understand how violent and dangerous the world can be. I was just actually going to make a YouTube video while I was on go through like my old stories when I grew up in New York. There was a point in time when I grew up in New York. I'll never forget this. This was this might have been third or fourth grade, but I was in a park. There was a dude named Keith who was if you don't know, like in New York, they used to, I don't know if they still have these, but I haven't heard of them. But in New York, they used to have dance crews, and they had a some of them was dance crews, like strictly dance crews. Other ones were like dance crews slash gangs. It depended on where you lived. If you lived in the Bronx, it was definitely dance crews slash gangs. And we're really everywhere in New York. New York was a little rougher back then. But anyhow, this one dance crew was called the Cool Kids, and this dude named Keith was on here. And I wanted to be a part of the dance crew because I liked dancing. I fucked with it. And I was just trying to be with them because I wanted to do it. So me being around them, one day, you know, Keith get the kind of talking shit to me. I don't even remember why, but I remember he said something. He said something about my mom. So I'm like, well, I said something about his mom back. This motherfucker hit me with a metal bat, well, aluminum bat. Hit me in my stomach. I was like, I had my hands up on like the little slide thing. I was kind of like leaned over, and we kind of arguing. I said something. This motherfucker took this fucking aluminum bat and hit me right across my stomach with it. Not hard enough to break nothing, but he really hit me with that bitch. And I remember thinking like, yo, this nigga just hit me with a fucking bat. I was like, this nigga, I think I was in fourth grade. Maybe fifth. I don't remember. I know I was pretty young. But I was like, this nigga just hit me with a fucking bat, gang. Like, what the hell? But experiences like that and other ones, me getting jumped, stuff like that, it really introduced me into like, yo, the world can be dangerous, bro. And that soft shit don't cut it. If you can be a kind-hearted person. And I always say, when people ask me, bro, I say I made a vow to myself that I always keep my same heart. But I got that switch. And like I said, you make me flip that bitch, I'll bury you. And it's because of situations like that. Because you got to have it. But when you never develop that switch, or when you never learn how to tap into that switch, you hurt yourself as a man. You hurt yourself because you ultimately hurt your family. Because you have to be the protector. You got to. And you know what? I actually got a video podcast coming up. I did the 10 laws for young men. I'm going to do the 10 laws of dating. And that one's going to be a little funny. That's coming soon. But that's one of them. Is be as dangerous as possible. Because you have to, bro. You are the protector. When you decide to have a girlfriend or a wife and some kids or whatever the case may be, whatever happens to them happens to you. And I stand on that, and I believe in that, and I believe that's something that's been lost, and that's been lost because we're trying to soften each other up. So be as dangerous as possible, bro. And like I said, I'm gonna get into the other thing, but martial arts are super important. Now, I wanted to end this off by saying what martial arts I believe are good. I'll get into why another time. I'm trying to keep, if y'all haven't noticed, I'm trying my best to keep myself from rambling because I like martial arts so much. I know I could talk about a subject for 2 hours and get off topic. But I'm going to recommend wrestling, Muay Thai, boxing, jiu-jitsu, I'll say Sambo and Judo. Yep, I say those. And I'll give you my reason and why soon. And I appreciate y'all for joining me, man. I just wanted to get back and chop it up with y'all. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna be back soon, cause I got a lot of tournaments coming up. A lot of tournaments. Along with my schedule is going to be crazy as hell, but I'm going to get in here. I'm going to do as many of these as possible. So this is Avanti's Reaper Training, man. I appreciate y'all for joining me. Y'all be easy. Tenacious Rose, not available now. My first book, go cop that on Amazon. Y'all be easy.